Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Nate Taylor coming up in about 5 minutes from the text line. I kind of thought that 35-0 call was rigged.
For the last 8 years.
Yeah.
Bobby Betts. Now all of a sudden it starts to get closer and closer. Coincidence?
I think not, right?
Exactly.
I've been telling you guys about this script stuff, and nobody wanted to believe me years ago, and here we sit going, oh, no.
Press conference for this gambling ring. Again, we will give you all the details once we get more and more of it, but let's talk a little bit of this Kansas City Chiefs football team while we have a minute before we get going.
Good Morning Football just tweets out. Which first-year NFL head coaches had the biggest impacts?
Like, they are just staying away from this whole thing.
Favorite pizza toppings, go.
Yeah.
Favorite villain in a Disney film, go. Mount Rushmore of steaks.
Oh, God.
Steven Spector, number one, sirloin.
Yeah.
But no, we'll get more involved with that when more comes out. We've got like, it seems to have been an eternity because it's been 30 minutes since anything has really ever dropped or has dropped since the news of Chauncey Billups, Terry Rozier, being involved and arrested in a gambling investigation by the FBI and the Eastern District of the New York City. So more will come of that. They'll have a press conference at 9. We'll play the highlights of that. But Chiefs, Washington on Monday night. Guys, this turned into a game that could be close to a game that just go out there and win it. Right? Mm-hmm. Marcus Mariota was announced yesterday. He will be the quarterback for the Washington Commanders. They play at Arrowhead on Monday night, on Monday Night Football. So, again, you get a team that is in a massive disadvantage. This time, you get a team without their quarterback for the entire game. You beat Baltimore very easily, 37-20, without Lamar Jackson, basically in the second half. You beat Detroit with a dismantled secondary. You beat the Vegas Raiders with, I don't even know if Geno Smith's considered a quarterback anymore. But now you get Washington, continue to take care of business and get ready for the game that is in week 9, Buffalo Bills.
Well, and I also think, too, this is why, you know, when you look at a schedule at the beginning of the year, it changes dramatically. Because at the beginning of the year, this looked like a pretty good quarterback matchup, right? And Washington has kind of fallen apart a little bit, kind of decimated by injuries. And now they don't have their starting quarterback out there that everybody wanted to see in this Mahomes versus Daniels kind of matchup. It's now Mahomes versus Marcus Mariota. It doesn't ring as sexy, if you will, about that. But, like, Washington, to me, is one of these teams that they got a lot of problems. It's not just what's going on there. I was listening to a little bit of our sister station yesterday out in Washington to J.P. Finley, who will be on with us tomorrow at this time, and he had this to say about the Redskins.
The Commanders have forced just 3 turnovers all season and have suffered from major coverage lapses and poor tackling.
Mm.
That is all accurate, dude.
Yeah, 100%.
Like, you'd love for this to be inaccurate and you could fight back and be like, nah, that's not right. That's all right.
It is.
So they don't pressure, they don't create turnovers, and they don't tackle. What do they do on defense? Yeah, how are they going to suit up and go against the Chiefs on Monday night if you just heard one of their guys go, we don't tackle, we don't cover, and we don't rush the quarterback all that player. Well.
He doesn't hit. He doesn't field. He doesn't, okay, so what does he do?
Right.
What does this guy do?
What do you say you do here? Well, we're just along for the ride in all of this. And so that's kind of where they are. But, I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, from an offensive standpoint, that 11.5-point spread that jumped up the other day is looking really good right now, especially. It's not just because they don't have their quarterback, but obviously defensively they're not getting it done in Washington either. And that's something that the Chiefs should lick their chops against and take advantage of. It's been four straight games, in my math, of 30 or more points for this team. Let's make it a fifth game in a row where we put up 30 or more points. And you have the opportunity to do that now against this wounded team in Washington.
Yeah, and I think this is a game where it's, you know, you're gearing up for what I think is the nuts and bolts now of the NFL schedule for the Kansas City Chiefs, right? You're playing Washington on Monday night against Marcus Mariota, win that game. Mm-hmm. You'll play Buffalo the following week. You'll have a bye week. Then you'll play Denver and the Colts. And if you can get everybody right and get everybody back, because we heard the Trey Smith information earlier from you that yep. he should be fine.
Should be fine, yeah.
But again, the offensive line going down always scares me because it always seems like when everything is going right, something seems to pop up for the Chiefs. And it was that offensive line in 2021 when they played the Bucs in the Super Bowl and then just got absolutely throttled. And where my take earlier, and I'll ask this to Nate as well, because I think he'll agree, is I'm not saying that what the Chiefs are doing is great and fun, but also let's look at it, you know, from a level-headed perspective. Yes, they're winning, and yes, they're beating their teams by a lot of points. But if we say the same thing about Buffalo being 2 and whatever against teams that they've beaten, like the Chiefs aren't beating anybody that is of noteworthy. So again, you could say, well, Detroit, you know, beat Tampa Bay. Well, Tampa Bay was beaten to crap. I mean, Mike Evans goes out. Chris mm-hmm. Godwin's not playing. Ibuka was half of himself. There's no Bucky Irving. So again, I'm not saying that you can't have fun with this Chiefs team. Let's just like lower, you know, where we're at. I think there's a lot of people like best team in the league. No one can beat them. They're unstoppable. So, but
is there really a good team in the NFL this year?
I mean, yeah. I mean, the Chiefs are, again, I'm not saying the Chiefs are bad. I'm not saying you can't be having fun with it. But we'll ask Nate Taylor. Go ahead. Get to Nate Taylor.
He's the only man in history to win a race in a hot dog costume and break national NFL news.
It's baby round.
Here's Nate Taylor from ESPN with Fesco and Dusty on your home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right. It's a Thursday, 8:25. Nate Taylor joins us as he does, ESPN's Chiefs beat writer. Nate, can you protect your boy here? I'm catching some strays. Is it okay to stay a little humble right now with the Chiefs? I know that they've, you know, shown some true colors these last couple of weeks, but again, I brought it up. They beat the Giants with Russell Wilson. They beat Baltimore, who was completely, you know, dismantled. They lose to Jacksonville. They beat Detroit, whose defense was a little beat up or a lot beat up. And they beat the Raiders, who are the third or second worst team in the NFL. Yes, they've done it. They've been, the point differential is there. But it should be noteworthy to stay a little humble, right?
That's totally fine. I think that's pretty reasonable, honestly. You know, we have this game on Monday against the Commanders, but it's all a sort of a prelude to the showdown in Buffalo. I thought much of the first part of the season was, could the team be trending in the right direction before they play the Buffalo Bills? Because that could, you know, at least have some say in the who has, you know, the inside track to the one seed. I think that was, especially once we knew Rashee Rice was going to be out for six games. So there's a number of factors, right? Now you have Rashee Rice. They got through those first six games. They are relatively healthy, which most teams cannot say at this point. But yeah, they still have plenty to prove. They have what I can't even believe is a very fascinating game against the Indianapolis Colts. And then you have a quick turnaround against the Dallas Cowboys on Thanksgiving. So we'll know more in these next six games or so, and then we'll have a true sense of what this team is, I think, after that Indy sort of Dallas five-game swing in November.
Yeah, that's going to be obviously a tight week coming up in a couple of weeks against two, I guess, a good team in Indianapolis. Dallas, I'm never a believer in, but I'll go back to the question I asked Dusty before you jumped on. Who really is that good team this year in the NFL? Because I think you could poke holes in every single organization right now.
Isn't that the beauty of the league,
yeah,
right? Because I still have a lot of faith in Green Bay. I think, you know, because they are the champions, a lot of the benefit has to go to the Eagles in terms of like, hey, I'm not going to doubt those guys. We know how talented of a roster they have. When it comes to the AFC, the Colts are good. That's just a fact. Like, them going to Los Angeles two times now, and honestly, you could have argued they should have beaten the Rams. But hey, maybe they should have lost to the Broncos instead of the penalty happening and then getting a second chance for that game-winning field goal. So you can poke holes in just about every team. The thing that I've always said, and this is starting to become the trend for this season too, is beating the Chiefs in September, and if you're the Buffalo Bills, even beating the Chiefs in November is not the same as beating the Chiefs in January, because they continue to get better over the course of the season, and that's what the 17 games and an 18-week schedule sort of present to them. How do you get better? How do you get in the right position to have another playoff run, to possibly go back to the Super Bowl? Will the Indianapolis Colts get better, or is this the high mark for them because they are 6-1, because they have the best record in the league? Who's to say? I don't know. They're good right now, but that could change, you know, in another 6-7 weeks, right? I think because of at least what we've seen from the Chiefs in the last five games, right? Once they had Xavier Worthy back, I know there was the collapse in the last minute against the Jaguars, but they could be 5-0, guys,
yeah,
in the last five games. So I see actual improvement with the Chiefs. Now I think for the Colts and teams of that nature, it's like, well, can you sustain it? Can you actually find ways to get better over the course of the season? The Colts' defense, you know, not the best unit, but hey, their offense is playing really, really well, so I have no issues with them. I think Jordan Love's playing at an awesome level. He's kind of going under the radar for Green Bay. I know they had that weird game in Dallas that ended in a tie, but like, will Green Bay get better over the course of the year? I would tend to think so, just because Matt LaFleur and his coaching staff have done a really good job of doing that consecutively. So there's a lot to look around at this league. I know the trade deadline's coming up in a few weeks. We will know more as the season goes along, but the whole point for the Chiefs is just get better week after week to where you're ready to really go in January.
Nate, when you look at the – I want to bring back the Indianapolis Colts because one thing I think the NFL is gets lost in is the matchups, right? And you look at the Colts, right? The advantage is Jonathan Taylor in that offensive line. I know Ty Warren has been a stud tight end.
Yep.
And Daniel Jones, yep, is, you know, keeping things afloat out there, and they're 6-1. That's awesome, right? But what the Chiefs seem to do is to take out running backs, and I love that matchup against the Chiefs. This matchup against Washington, Marcus Mariota, right? Like, is there really anything to worry about, or do you worry about, like, how you can just stay focused in this game if you're the Kansas City Chiefs?
Well, you know, I was hearing you guys right before I came on. I think the benefit for Steve Spagnuolo and the Chiefs defense is you do have legitimate tape of Marcus Mariota this year in this offense, right? We know Jaden Daniels missed a few games beforehand, so you should be prepared, right? This isn't a situation where you go, oh man, he hasn't played all year. We don't really know what their game plan might look like. You should have a general idea now because he had to come in relief in Sunday's game against Dallas. And look, Marcus Mariota can still use his legs. We know he's a bit of a dual threat. He's a, you know, he's a lesser version of what Jaden Daniels presents to another team. But I just love the idea that this is another chance for them to show them being the Chiefs, another chance for them to show like, okay, like you did it against Baltimore. You really handled the Detroit Lions in the second half, and you never let the Raiders get in that game. So it's about having a killer instinct, mm-hmm, and not letting up and not playing down to your competition. If they do that again, it's another sign of, hey, you're improving. You have Rashee Rice. I know you just said earlier that, you know, the Commanders don't tackle well. I'm like, well, that's not great because, you know, Travis Kelce and Rashee Rice are in the middle of the field, and you kind of need to tackle those guys to have any chance to stay over the top when it comes to Tyquan Thornton and Xavier Worthy. So the Chiefs will have plenty of options in Monday's game. They will be obviously the home team, but just do what you're supposed to do because there's nothing that should surprise you about Marcus Mariota because you've had plenty of time to study what he's done this season.
So do you expect Rice to have the game that he did last time, be the top targeted guy, or do you expect each week it's just going to be somebody different? Because that's where I am. I don't care who the number one targeted guy is. I love the way they worked Rice back in like he never left, yep, before. So more of the same, or do you think it's basically what the defense gives you? How do you kind of handicap this one?
Yeah.
Maybe a bad day to talk about handicapping prop things. Yeah. Sorry about that.
No, it's all right. By the way, did the Portland Trailblazers play a basketball game last night?
They did, and they lost.
Holy smokes, man.
So they played in Portland last night because Chauncey Billups was arrested in Oregon. They drugged that guy out of his bed at like 5 a.m.
Yes. I was just talking to Mac about it. I was like, so you mean to tell me that, like, did they like follow him to his house last night and then arrest him?
I don't know. Like, did they just
drag him out of his bed, like you said?
That's what I'm hoping. I'm hoping they went in there with like one of those things that they bust door downs with and found him and drug him out of bed.
That's got to be the wildest situation, man. It's like, whoo, okay. And they're like, yep, he's home now. Yep, he's home. We can take him down. And you're like, wait, what?
Yeah.
So it's so funny you mentioned that because I think Patrick has alluded to this. Like, hey, if you're open, I'm going to throw you to football. Like, having this assortment of skill position guys, he should not really have to hold the ball a ton. He should, you know, still get out of the pocket and extend a couple plays here and there just to keep the defense honest. But, like, hey, if the Commanders can't rush the quarterback with much success, and, you know, I know you said that Trey Smith is expected to play this week. You know, we'll see him probably on the practice field today. So, hey, if you have your starting five with, you know, Jalen Moore in place of Josh Simmons, then, hey, get the ball out in less than 3 seconds, and let's see if the Commanders can tackle. So it doesn't have to be Rashee Rice. I think the Chiefs were so determined to make that guy feel good, right, to give him, you know, hey, you've been waiting for 6 weeks. Let's get you involved as soon as possible. And that was clearly the game plan, and the Raiders really couldn't do anything about it. But now it's like, hey, let's see Hollywood Brown. Let's see Xavier Worthy. Who knows? This could be another Tyquan Thornton game because if you're focusing on the main three guys, Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, you know, Rashee Rice, then Tyquan Thornton can beat you over the top. We've seen that a couple times. The best part is that this should help Travis Kelce manage his body for the rest of the season so that he's ready to go in January. He does not have to have the burden that he did in 2023 or even at portions of last season because of all the injuries at receiver. So just spread the ball around. And, hey, when you get into the red zone, find your matchups like they did against the Raiders, and then hopefully you execute to a high level. And you keep this trend up. And this is wild, guys. Despite them kind of not beating anyone of real significance, which I know we talked about earlier, and despite no one in the league really knowing who's good and who's, like, actually, like, great, the Chiefs have scored on over half their possessions.
Yeah.
Think about that.
That's wild.
Yeah.
Nate, I think it's funny when they say everybody's going to eat, right? You say that when you go to your family's house on Thanksgiving, but somebody always eats first, right? Whether it's Gramps, whether it's Unc, whether it's, you know, Mom, whoever it is, someone eats first. I think that's what it is with the Kansas City Chiefs. Everybody does eat, but somebody eats more, and it's going to be Rashee Rice. I think moving forward, we saw 10 targets in his first game back. Now, 42 yards or whatever it was receiving, but still 10 targets in that game. And you have guys like Rashard Smith who were second in targets in that game with five.
Right.
So I do think everybody eats, but I think it's still okay to say that one guy will eat more and that guy will be Rashee Rice because moving forward, I saw fantasy rankings. They have him as like the third best play at wide receiver moving forward the rest of the year.
Is Phillips texting you for information?
Yeah. And so you got to think like, yes, I understand the EGE, right? But there's still one guy that eats more than everybody else.
That's it. Hey, if that is indeed the case, which is definitely a possibility, the Chiefs need to find out because this is year three. I don't want to deny that. Like, even though he was injured for most of last season, even though he had his own legal issues that he created, this is year three. They need to find out truly is he a true number one receiver, right? So if that's the case over these next 10 games before you get into the postseason, it would be nice to say, hey, we've given you the increased targets, right? We've given you the most opportunities because we think you are our most talented receiver. So go out there and prove it. And it's not like Rashee doesn't have incentives to like play well. Because of his own legal troubles, because he is eligible to, you know, sign a contract extension next offseason, it would behoove him to ball out like every week, right? Last week is 2 touchdowns. Hey, maybe this week we need like 80 yards. And again, for you to have 8 or 9 targets and to make the most of those, given how talented your quarterback is. So that definitely makes sense. But I also know too that, you know, the Buffalo Bills might say, Rashee Rice will not beat us. And it's like, great. Well, we have a surplus of options. Mm-hmm. And so how you manage the egos, how you manage the sharing of the ball. I know Andy Reid says, hey, there's only one ball. But ultimately, you got the best quarterback. So it's about winning. It's about improving. And so for Rashee Rice, it would be nice if he had over the next 10 games, again, if we believe the Chiefs will need to play week 18, which is kind of tricky, if he has 10 games left, you would love for him to have 800 yards and, you know, a multitude of touchdowns and highlights and just, you know, make it undeniable that you are a number one receiver and so that the Chiefs can, you know, sort of secure your services for the duration of your prime, because it's not like you don't need the money based on some of the legal trouble that you put yourself in.
And also, too, they have him doing things, but they're also, you know, moving the ball at an alarming rate. They're converting on fourth downs. They're not wasting time with field goals at this point because, well, they can't. They're not punting. Other teams are doing that as well. We see a lot of going for it on fourth downs. Why are the Chiefs so successful at this?
Guys, this is the first time we could actually say that Andy Reid is no longer a conservatist, a traditionalist. He's actually pushing the right buttons when it comes to his offense because of what you said earlier, Bob. Like, okay, Harrison Butker's not an automatic guy when you get to 45 yards and out. So you should go for it. You have the most talented quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And the secret sauce, and I wrote about this on ESPN.com, is, man, his role is his role. No one could argue that Kareem Hunt isn't doing his job when it's third and one, fourth and one, fourth and two. Moving the pile forward, finding the vision to find the cracks or the running lanes in the offensive line. Of course, everybody remembers Patrick's theatrics and his acting ability against the Raiders, but he still has to hand the ball off to Kareem Hunt, and Kareem Hunt gets 3 yards on that play because it's really hard to not only hit him behind the line of scrimmage, but to have him go backwards for negative yards. So once you combine the idea that, like, hey, this is your role, you know, you're not the most, you know, this is not like what it was when he was a rookie in 2017, but the way you can help the team win the most is we hand you the ball in short yardage situations, and he has converted on everything but one right now. So the Chiefs lead the league in terms of fourth down success rate based on the amount of attempts they've actually put together. And think about it from this standpoint. You convert a fourth down, you control the ball, you control the tempo, you give the defense an additional, you know, couple minutes to rest. And we've seen what that has done over the last 2 weeks. Like, once the offense takes the lead and they can sort of squeeze things out and you have Mahomes who can roll right, we can do sprint action, we can do option reads, we can do all these sort of things on fourth down, it actually helps the defense because the defense only played 30 snaps last week.
That's amazing.
The offense is like, yeah, we'll just keep converting, you know? And that is, you know, I don't know if it's exactly the formula because, again, these things might change over the course of the next, you know, however many weeks. But as of right now, they are the best offense on fourth down because Kareem Hunt doesn't go backwards and Patrick Mahomes has the ability to use his legs. He has plenty of options to throw the ball. And even when he's been forced to scramble, he'll still make something remarkable happen, even when he's in a disadvantaged position, right? So the Chiefs should still go for it on fourth down. I think the Chiefs have finally got...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet.
Ooh.
To help you
succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
To Andy Reid, whether it's the analytics department, whether it's Patrick Mahomes, whether it's, you know, the whole, you know, offensive unit, but he's actually doing the right thing now. And that means going for it on your own 40-yard line with just a 7-point lead. Because you know why? That's the right call, because your offense is the best part of your team, and you have multiple ways of getting that first down, even though it's fourth down.
Nate, we appreciate the work. Stay glued to your phone today for many, many reasons. We appreciate the time, and we'll talk to you next Thursday, and I'll see you Monday night.
All right, man.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last, so don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.